The year 2015 could prove to be a momentous one for veterans, from the issue of homelessness to suicide prevention. For our weekly series Off the Base, WUSF's Bobby O'Brien tells us what to watch for from the new VA Secretary, Congress, veterans, and their families.
This is the year that the Department of Veterans Affairs targeted as the deadline to end veteran homelessness.
As that deadline fast approaches, I'm pleased to report
U.S. Representative Jeff Miller of Pensacola.
The VA has succeeded in reducing veteran homelessness by approximately 33%. Yet, as long as a single veteran struggles with housing instability or homelessness, our work remains.
The VA's five-year plan, Tackling Homelessness, was the focus of the final committee hearing of the 113th Congress. As chairman of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs, Miller presided. While he praised the VA's success, Miller is troubled by a VA Inspector General's report issued in December that found that the VA National Call Center for Homeless Veterans failed to immediately help more than 40,000 callers.
Some of these missed opportunities resulted from the unavailability of call center staff during peak business hours, when veteran callers were transferred to answering machines instead of call center employees. I think you'll agree this is unacceptable for any government program, but particularly a population that's as vulnerable as this one is, a population that for some, the ability to merely make a phone call is a logistical challenge.
The Florida congressman also questioned the need for roughly 20 different VA programs, all aimed at getting veterans off the street and into housing. In her testimony, Bailey Crone, the executive director of the National Coalition for Homeless Veterans, tried to explain.
The full picture is complicated, but it's lit up with hope. Ending veteran homelessness starts with the veteran, and people are complicated. Some individuals with complex needs profiles will be served by several programs. This does not mean that the services are being duplicated, but rather that organizations and programs are working together to address specific barriers to permanent housing.
Miller's committee also was behind the bipartisan Veterans Suicide Prevention Act, a topic close to Tampa U.S. Representative Kathy Castor, who organized a roundtable of some 50 leaders on suicide prevention at the Haley VA Medical Center in October.
The suicide rate among veterans aged 18 to 24 has skyrocketed 70%. During the past 3 years, and VA reports that on average, 22 veterans lose their lives to suicide every day.
The House passed the Clay Hunt Suicide Prevention for American Veterans Act in early December. Designed to increase veteran access to mental health care, it also required annual reviews of program effectiveness. But the bill was killed by retiring U.S. Senator Tom Coburn, a Republican from Oklahoma. Veterans are hoping it will reemerge in 2015. It's also a year where new VA Secretary Bob McDonald hopes to regain the trust of veterans. A January 1st VA blog posting links to a highly produced video showing McDonald in August talking to the Disabled American Veterans Conference about the crisis of delayed medical care at the Phoenix VA.
And the Phoenix story is about more than just a crisis in veteran access. To be sure, it's a story of failed leadership, but it's also a story of some dedicated people who have had the moral courage to stand up and help serve us veterans better. But where that's not the case, where there's been a violation of trust of the nation or of veterans, there will be accountability.
McDonald has fired a few of the VA administrators found to be responsible, but there are dozens and dozens of ongoing investigations that continue into this year. But the January 1st VA blog optimistically lists 21 reasons why the VA is headed in the right direction. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.